Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good Wednesday morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and we have a great show, a little bit of a different show this Wednesday. Normally, we have USD 383 folks in on this third Wednesday of the month, but a little bit of a schedule change for them. They're coming in next week. So they don't even have a school board meeting this week. So we'll have USD 383 in next week. And that's normally the Riley County Schools time. We tried to switch them around, but a lot of them are out of town around this time right now as well. So switching it up a little bit, later in the show, we will have some folks from Manhattan Technical College in studio with us about from the nursing program. We'll actually talk a little bit about the nursing program at MATC. That's always has a lot of, you hear so many great things about it. So be great to have them in. Then later in the program, Flint Hills Regional Leadership Program, Jack Lindquist and Matt Walters will be in to talk about that. That'll be around 9:45. Around 9:15, 9:20, Congressman Roger Marshall will be calling in studio. He's actually in Washington, D.C. right now, and he's able to call in just a little bit earlier than we were initially thinking because we're thinking he was going to give a speech at the House floor, but that got moved up a little bit. So he's able to call in a little bit earlier. So definitely for the second segment, we'll have Congressman Marshall in, and so much to discuss. Of course, probably the biggest thing that to discuss right now that's just dominated the national headlines, dominated the political headlines, is the family separation policy that we've been hearing all about at the border and all the issues there with parents being separated from their children. And as we learned last night, apparently infant children as well. And we have infant children now in detention centers around the Texas area. Before we hear from Roger Marshall, we'll go ahead and let's take a look at kind of what we're hearing, at least from the Kansas delegation, about that. Senator Jerry Moran had a couple tweets yesterday. We retweeted those on K-Man's Facebook if you do want to go and find those. But he tweeted yesterday that our immigration system is broken. This has become more evident in the last week when children are being forcibly separated from their parents. He tweeted this Tuesday morning. He said, "I oppose this policy and am working with my Senate colleagues and administration officials to bring the current circumstances to an end." He continued saying that our country must take the well-being of these children as a priority. We can find appropriate ways to secure our borders and deter illegal immigration in a moral way that honors our values as Americans. Senator Pat Roberts also has spoken about this issue. He said that while I firmly support enforcing our immigration laws, I'm against using parental separation as a deterrent to illegal immigration. My concern, first and foremost, is the protection of children. He said that in a statement to KCUR. Also have some statements from Representative Kevin Yoder. And again, these are all Republicans. He says, "Separating children from their families at the border is a policy many of my constituents and the American people in both political parties oppose. As Congress pursues legislation to address this issue this week, an interim solution is needed. I ask that you take immediate action to end the practice of separating children from families at the border." And this is in a letter he wrote to Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Lynn Jenkins, a Republican, also said that this is a statement from her office, says, "Congressman Jenkins does not support forcibly separating children and their parents and believes the practice, which is not new to this administration, but has increased in volume under it, has gone on long enough." Even Ron Estes, a Republican, Wichita Republican, also says he doesn't want family separation. And there is a message from Representative Roger Marshall. He told the Hutchinson News recently, he said, "I think separation is terrible." And he says the whole situation is terrible. Jeff Coyer has been reached for comment. His office said it would provide a statement later Monday, but none was offered Tuesday morning. So that's kind of what we're looking at pretty much across the board as far as the Republican Kansas delegation, really just the entire, both parties in the state have come out against the family separation issue. So we're excited to have Representative Roger Marshall call in again. He'll call in during the break, after this break, and hopefully we'll be able to start the next segment with him. But just some Dave, I don't know if you've been watching the news on this, but definitely
it's kind of hard to
watch.
To not turn on the TV and
right.
or read any kind of news-oriented website and find out that this may be one of the most polarizing situations that I have seen in a political world ever.
And there's been a lot of them.
Yeah. I mean, this is, there's a lot of conjecture about, you know, how this got started, who started, when the law went into effect. You know, does it really matter? There's a lot of blame to go around all the way.
Sure.
Regardless of party. There's a lot of blame to go around from what I'm seeing. But it's wrong. It's wrong. It's a difficult situation. Now, there are reasons behind having this law. But,
Well, and again, the family separation is not law.
Enforced. The family separation part is not.
That's not law. Right.
Is not the law.
Right.
But what are you going to do when you incarcerate someone for doing something illegally?
Right.
What are you going to do with those kids? Shouldn't that really fall back on the parents for putting them in that situation?
I hear that take, but then I also understand that, you know, a lot of those parents in those countries probably, you know, they probably don't know the intricacies of...
They don't know what our rules are
gaining
entry into the
nation.
And we all know how horrific life in Mexico must be.
Yeah, in a lot of parts. And Central America as well.
Unless you're going to a resort, and, you know, those aren't necessarily as safe anymore. But, you know, I was reading a story about one city where, like, 62 elected officials were murdered. Have been murdered. You know, the drug cartels are obviously running the country. And, you know, that what's happening in Mexico is really the impetus for a lot of this. It's what's pushing people to come across our borders.
Right. And Central America.
To find a better life.
As well.
In Central America
yeah,
as well.
America.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, we know about that caravan that went up that came up north. You know, there's no easy way to look at this. And it's horrific what we're seeing. Some of the images, I think that there's too much rhetoric about it. I think that it goes over the deep end on a lot of things, you know, trying to make the comparisons. Many people are using the word Nazis and concentration camps and a lot of those things. I think that that's just over-the-top rhetoric. But it's not a good situation. But for many of those kids, they're living in air condition. They have beds. They have places to sleep. They're getting fed, which they may not have been getting that for some time. But, you know, when you have infants being pulled away from their mothers, you know, no way you can look through this with any kind of rose-colored glasses
right.
and say, you know, this is why and this is what's best.
Right.
We just know that inherently it's against, you know, many laws of humanity. So
let's go ahead and take that break.
Okay, let's do that, and we'll see maybe if we get Congressman Roger Marshall on here in just a couple of moments. News Radio KMAN In Focus. Brady Bowman. Back in a moment.